2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning. It's Thursday, the 26th of January. It's Australia Day. Happy birthday, Tiger, Drew, Honey, Joseph Quinn, Jose Mourinho and Ellen DeGeneres. But a new survey from Virgin Media showing that 9 out of 10 Irish people are worried about the cost of living. The topic was raised in the Dáil on Wednesday by opposition parties. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald listed up the various supports that the government has provided this winter and pointed out that many of them are due to end in the next few weeks.
As things stand at the end of February, the reduced VAT rate for gas and electricity comes to an end. So too the reduced rate of excise duty for petrol, diesel and home heating oil. So too the ban on energy disconnections. This presents the perfect storm waiting to happen for workers and families.
Some of the support mechanisms have been designed to cushion energy prices as Europe struggles with a wave of inflation as a consequence of the war in Ukraine. At the same time, a crisis in the property market and a shortage of accommodation for refugees won't be helped by the government missing its targets of new homes in 2022. Donatella Riker had some words of reassurance, at least in terms of financial supports.
We're not going to be able to continue everything. We just don't have the resources to do so. But there isn't going to be a cliff edge. And what will happen over the course of the next few weeks, we'll work out which measures we can continue and which ones we can't.
After weeks of sustained international pressure, Ukraine is finally getting the tanks and heavy weaponry it will need to hold off a Russian spring offensive. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz confirmed on Wednesday that Germany will be providing Ukraine with 2 battalions of Leopard 2 tanks and explains why it took so long to send aid.
We are dealing here with very effective weapon systems, and it is the right thing for us to never provide these weapon systems on our own, but always in close cooperation.
And on Wednesday evening, US President Joe Biden announced that the US will follow Germany in its plans to send 31 Abrams tanks over to the country. He's branded the tanks as the most capable in the world as he addressed the nation from the White House and pledged continued support for a very grateful Vladimir Zelensky.
Putin expected Europe and the United States to weaken our resolve. He expected our support for Ukraine to crumble with time. He was wrong. And he was wrong from the beginning and he continues to be wrong. We are united.
There's been little movement on getting to the bottom of the latest Tory scandals and UK Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer isn't letting Rishi Sunak off the hook. During Prime Minister's question time, Sunak was quizzed over his handling of Nadeem Zahawi's family finance and tax avoidance and many asking why he's not sacked as MP. Starmer asked the question of whether someone who seeks to avoid tax should be in charge of tax during the grilling.
A Prime Minister overseeing chaos, overwhelmed at every turn.
Yeah.
He can't even deal with tax avoidance in his own cabinet.
Yeah.
Is he starting to wonder if this job is just too big for him?
Yeah.
Rishi didn't seem pleased by that, accusing Starmer of reading from prepared sheets as he checked through his own folder and defended the fact that he's appointed an independent advisor to deal with the matter.
The politically expedient thing to do would be for me to have said that this matter must have been resolved by Wednesday at noon. But I believe in proper due process.
Pope Francis has said that the church needs to do more to end laws that criminalise same-sex relationships. Francis has condemned countries where homosexuality is illegal as unjust and has urged bishops to welcome the LGBTQ community into Roman Catholic churches. Whilst he still brands homosexuality as sin, he's called on religious leaders who support laws against same-sex partnerships to undergo a process of conversion and offer tenderness over ridicule.
Being homosexual is not a crime. It's not a crime. Yes, it's a sin. But let us make the distinction between a sin and a crime.
Still to come on the Smart 7 Ireland Edition, there's an extraordinary new comedy on the way on Disney Plus, and Man United set fire to forest. Right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
Wednesday night saw the second of the Carabao Cup semi-finals first legs if you're keeping score at home. This one had Manchester United at home to Nottingham Forest, and the home team took full advantage of the Old Trafford atmosphere to chalk up a comfortable win. Marcus Rashford started things off with his 18th goal of the season. Then United new boy Wout Weghorst got his first Man United goal, and Bruno Fernandes added a third to finish in style. It leaves Forest with a mountain to climb in the second leg, and United manager Erik ten Hag was pleased.
I'm happy and happy with the performance, and I think over 90 minutes we controlled the game, and there was one moment in the game what could have changed the game, and that is what we have to be aware of. There we have to improve, but I think all over it was a good performance from our team.
For many of us, New Year's resolutions have already crashed and burned. However, this isn't the case for Natasha Lyon. Natasha, who starred in Netflix hit series Orange is the New Black and Russian Doll, told Jimmy Fallon that she decided to pick up a new hobby after having a midlife crisis. She joked that her newfound skill has helped her to kick the cigarettes, as it's hard to light up whilst on a surfboard. As well as surfing, she's also been keeping busy with her new role as star and exec producer of mystery comedy drama Poker Face, where she plays an accidental detective who has the ability to tell when someone is lying.
In a new year, you want to reflect. You want to consider, who am I?
What is this?
I think my whole personality was bad.
It's unbelievable.
What am I doing with the New York and the cigarettes? Enough. So I became a surfer.
Up-and-coming writer Emma Moran has delivered a brand new comedy series which turns the superpower narrative on its head. Extraordinary follows the story of Jen, played by Mairead Tyers, who lives in a world where everyone gets a special power when they turn 18, except her. Emma has been joined by fellow creative genius and Killing Eve producer Sid Gentle in the making of the 8-episode hit, which has already been renewed for season 2. It's streaming now on Disney+.
What would you say your greatest weakness is?
Crippling insecurity.
Selfish.
And a lazy.
A lack of ambition.
Argumentative.
Jealous.
I only wash my hands after someone else in the bathroom. I don't know why I'd have told you that.
It's my thing. I see you haven't got your power down on here.
That's because I don't have one yet.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Dog.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.